Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. It seems like folks used to expect things to slow down a little bit this time of year. Cowboy songs and poems like, "When the work's all done this fall," and "When we've finished shipping cattle in the fall," would indicate that there is a point where the activity lets up. I guess the treadmill that we're on would be a bit bewildering to those cowboy bards of the past. It is an exciting time of year here on the ranch. We will squeeze shipping cattle in the fall, in sometime between holiday get-togethers, speaking engagements, and of course, wrestling tournaments. I would like to slow things down for a few minutes this morning with a poem I put together quite a few years back. I call this one, "Trail Before Me." Sometimes, when I ride out here where it's quiet, I like to stop and see if I can hear the voices of the men who rode this trail ahead of me. I see those old foundations where homes and windmills used to stand. I cannot help but wonder who were the folks that worked this land. They must have been dreamers much like me, with dreams of a better life and another season. Now they're gone. Just a few bricks remain, and I don't know the reason. I think of the men that came before the barbed wire fence and plow. I wonder if I listened close enough, could I hear their voices now? Perhaps they rode for Print Olive, bringing Texas cattle up the western trail, before the winter of 1880, before the Homestead Act and rail. I think of the men or tribes, or how they raised their young, just that they lived off what the land provided, what they could take from the buffalo herd. The wind is moving through the blue stem. I thought it spoke a word. Then I think of the men that I have known, of their conditions and their choices and the lessons they have taught me, and I can hear their voices. The voice of my grandpa, who looked at death as an adventure, not a worry, and while he waited for his Savior's call, he built with his hands, there was no hurry. And the man that broke mules for Uncle Sam, and others who have served their country well and then come home and never shared the memories they can't tell. Even though things didn't always work out just the way these men had planned, they thanked the Lord for the life they've had, living here close to the land. And then I seek the voice of my Maker, who links the future with the past. A beginning and an end, an anchor on this sea of grass. And I wonder of the legacy that I will pass to the ones that follow this trail I'm on, when the wind has blown over the work I've done, and it will all be gone. Perhaps, as they stand on this grassy hill, that wind will carry a voice, and they will know that every day here is a gift from the Lord. Friend, be thankful and rejoice. I hope this week, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, you are counting your blessings. If you're having trouble doing that, I'd like you to open up the Bible to Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Thank you so much for riding along this morning on Homegrown. I really do enjoy the time each week that we spend together. I hope you do too. Please join me again next time for another edition of Homegrown. Happy Thanksgiving and happy trails.